it was a case we knew it was going to be hard work. Mitch said this morning that if we got them out before the following, we were going to enforce it. So we knew what was coming, and you know, I think we made the right decision. So yeah, long hard day, but worth it in the end.
Yeah, you knocked over the last three in the first innings, and it couldn't have gone much better, really, first thing this morning.
No, I don't think we could have asked for any better, really. You know, Dominic and Kabir are both really good batters still. So, you know, to knock those guys over as early as we did, didn't have to spend too long in the field, straight back out. Yeah, couldn't have asked for anything more.
As a bowler, how do you view the follow-on thing? If you're enforcing it, it is hard work for you, isn't it?
It is, but I genuinely think it's the right thing to do, 9 times out of 10. You know it's coming, but it's, you'd rather be in that position than be in the batter's situation where you've got to follow on yourself. So, you know, we had it this year against Durham. It's not nice, so you know you've got to put some hard work in, but if you're going to win these four-day games, you're going to have to put some hard work in.
Strange old day in many ways, because you then had them 40 for 4 second time around, and we thought, oh, here we go, and then fair play to Pothos and McKenzie, they dug in.
Yeah, you know, they're both very good players. The new ball was crucial, and we managed to obviously nick out 4 pretty early on, so that was great, and we knew then from then on we'd have to grind away. And, you know, those guys were very good players, and they played really well, but we just knew stay patient, and hopefully, you know, when the chances come, we take them.
It's impossible to tell from our position because we're down like a third man effectively, but is it swinging around a bit, or is it...
A little bit, it's nipped around a little bit, spun a little bit, but I think when you're in, it's a good wicket to bat on. It's, you know, probably the best one we've played on here this year, so I think if you put the ball in the right areas, which Jack did as well this morning, you know, you get your rewards, so it's been a good wicket.
9 in the match for you so far, that's probably is something that hasn't gone unnoticed, should we say?
No, I'm trying to get to my 10th. But I don't care who knocks the last one over, as long as we do it early tomorrow morning, just like we did this morning, it'd be fantastic.
And effectively, you almost get a second bite at the new ball tomorrow, because you'll be fresh again, all the bowlers will be fresh.
Fresh, I'll be stiff. I'll be fresh, yeah, hopefully, you know, that was the case. But it'd been fantastic if we'd done it tonight, but it's going to be no worries tomorrow, we'll just have a go again, and hopefully, like we say, knock them over like we did this morning, and go again, the batters will do their job, and finish by lunchtime, hopefully.
That's the plan, is it? I think you chased 102 or the 102...
Yeah, we never had a figure in our head, you know, it's just bowl them out and see what happens, you know, the less the better, so... You know, 102, 103 would be nice tomorrow morning.
Final point. Obviously, we're going to run a 2020 game. Suddenly, you get a 4-day game dropped in the middle of it. I know there's nothing you can do about the fixtures. You've got to take what comes. But it does seem a bit odd, really, because you go back to playing 2020 straight on the back of it.
It's really odd, isn't it? I mean, we finished. It didn't work out too badly for us because we were here on the Friday, straight away here on the Saturday. But these guys had a rained-off game day-nighter at Glamorgan and then up here. It's not ideal for anyone, and I'm sure, you know, the administrators will probably look at it at some stage and try and fix it somehow. I think if we play less 2020 games, we'll probably play them in a condensed period of time. Let's play them all together, you know, and then see how we go from there. But the guys, we did quite a big practice on Thursday going back into the Red Bull stuff, Championship stuff. So hopefully that's paid off.